You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
An all-new day or a warmed-over yesterday? Which is it for you?
Bringing Christ to the nations, the Lutheran Hour. The International Lutheran Layman's League is pleased to present a recorded transcript of a recent Lutheran Hour sermon. It is our prayer that it will bring hope and joy to your life.
Our gracious God and Father, we thank you for the gift of this new day. It comes to us with the promise of all new blessings, love, forgiveness, life. And for that we praise you. And with our thanks and praise, there also comes a word of confession. So often we fail to recognize your gifts to us, or we take them for granted. We lose sight of the newness and freshness of each day. We lose the excitement and joy of living. And our love for one another becomes little more than a warmed-over effort. Forgive us, dear Father, for Jesus' sake, and by the power of your Holy Spirit, working through the word which we share through this radio broadcast, help us to see and accept each day as a special gift from you, to be lived to the glory and praise of your holy name. Amen. Have you ever had the feeling that today was nothing more than a warmed-over yesterday? Nothing new, nothing exciting, only leftovers? Every morning, every day, much the same as yesterday, and the day before that, and the day before that. And tomorrow, not offering too much hope for change, only more of the same routine, getting out of bed, getting dressed, eating breakfast, off to school, off to work, traveling the same road to face the same assignments, the same job at the same place, with the same people around us, everything the same, nothing all that new, nothing all that exciting. And at the end of the day, the same road home, to the same house, the same family, the same tasks and chores, the same meals, the same evening television programs, the same time for going to bed, not too many changes. Everything much the same. Each day, like a warmed-over yesterday, a leftover from the past, the same problems and worries, the same failures and disappointments, the same aches and pains, the same hurts and sorrows, the same loneliness, and yes, even the same joys and happiness, the same successes and accomplishments, the same fun and pleasure, everything much the same as yesterday. Just warmed over leftovers. And with all that sameness, with all that leftover living, life can become a drag, a bore, a meaningless existence. The excitement of living is easily lost. The sun making its appearance in the early morning hours is often something we dread rather than welcome, because we know it only means more of the same. Our good morning to family and friends is often spoken with the attitude, "What's good about it? It's just another yesterday." When today is nothing more for us than a warmed-over yesterday, we find ourselves struggling just to make it through the day and then to forget about it. Life becomes a dull routine, rather than an exciting, enriching experience, a drudgery rather than a joy. A letter that I recently received in my office tells it like it so often is in our lives. I had a bad day on Friday. At 10 in the morning, I just got up and walked off my job and left without a word. I had just had it. I couldn't see myself staying at that job until I was 65 years old. There just had to be something better in life. I went home and prayed to God that He would help me decide what to do. Saturday came and went with no answer to my problem. I was just as confused as I was on Friday. Have you ever felt that way? That you had had it? Had it with life? Fed up with it all? The sameness? So much of life seemingly left over from yesterday? Nothing new, nothing exciting? That you wanted to run away from it all? The letter goes on. Then Sunday came. Your sermon, entitled This Day Living, was the answer to my prayers. This Day Living. Yes, that's the key to exciting, meaningful, joy-filled living. Living each day as a gift from God, for that's exactly what it is. Each new day is nothing less than a gift from God. The psalmist declares, "This is the day which the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. From the rising of the sun unto the going down of the same, the Lord's name be praised. For it is His day. It is His gift to us, every moment, every hour. Today is new, all new, nothing warmed over about this day. The morning sun, the air we breathe, the rain and snow that comes down from heaven, the water we drink, the food and grain produced in our gardens and fields, all new. God's blessings, God's gifts to His world, to you and to me, are always new, fresh. No hand-me-downs, nothing used, no leftovers. It's all new. The Lord's mercies are new unto us every morning. This is the day which the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. This day living, living each day as a gift from God, not a warmed-over yesterday, but an all-new day. That's where it's at in terms of a life that is filled with meaning and excitement, a life that is worth living, a life that is worth getting up for in the morning. But that kind of living, living one day at a time, is one of life's most difficult lessons. In the Bible, there is the story of God's people, the Israelites, journeying through the wilderness of Sinai on their way to the promised land of Canaan. Food was scarce. God provided. In the morning, they found bread on the ground like frost. It was called manna, and their instructions were to gather only enough bread for each day, except on the day before the Sabbath, when they were permitted to gather enough for 2 days. Why weren't they allowed to store away a week's supply or even a month's supply? The manna was more than food. It was a daily reminder of God's promise, of God's faithfulness. God did not want His people. God does not want us to take His goodness for granted. We are so accustomed to storing up things for a future day. We have our refrigerators, our freezers filled for tomorrow. We have our bank accounts, our social security, our retirement programs, our investments. We have plans for tomorrow, next week, for months and years to come. And in all of that, it is so easy for us to take God for granted. We assume that He is always going to be there. We don't really pay Him too much attention. But to do that is to forget how much we need Him, how much we depend upon Him each day. Yes, that we cannot live without Him. To take God for granted is to lose sight of the newness, the freshness of each day. We miss the excitement of God's gift of a new day. We live in the sameness of yesterday with not too much hope for change, just the same old routine, day after day after day. When we take God for granted, that's when we get that warmed over feeling. The fresh manna that the Israelites found on the ground every morning was an expression of God's ever new love, that God is a this day God, providing for his people one day at a time, wanting this day to be all new and exciting for us. Each new day, with all of its new blessings, points us to the one who has created us and has promised to care and provide for us. In the Lord's Prayer we pray, "Give us this day our daily bread." We are not asking for yesterday. We are not asking for tomorrow. The prayer speaks only to this day, for this is the only day that we can live. Yesterday is past and tomorrow is not yet ours. We live today. God's promise is that he will provide for this day. And it's not a promise filled with leftovers, but with blessings that are always new, always fresh. God's goodness comes moment by moment, morning by morning. Tomorrow's blessings will not fit this day, for tomorrow will be different. Tomorrow will be all new, and will need new blessings. This is the day which God has given us to live, and we have his promise that his help, his goodness, will always come in pace with our needs for this day, no more than we need, but no less either. This day living, living each day as a gift from God, always new, never warmed over. That's the key that unlocks the door to meaningful, exciting living. Days that are worth living, happy, joy-filled days. When we see the sun coming up in the morning and can say to ourselves, "Look, it's new, not something left over from yesterday. It's a new day, God's gift." That's when we feel like getting up and getting going with whatever tasks are before us. That's when we can look forward to the day and all that it will bring, confident that the giver of the day will be a part of our day. And there's no greater assurance that each day is a new gift, that God's love and mercy are new every morning, than the cross of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Each new day, our Heavenly Father greets us with good news, the good news of the cross, the good news of his forgiveness, forgiveness for all those moments when we have chosen to go against his will for our lives, for our daily living. God's Word, the Holy Bible, makes clear to us that we all have sinned against our God in thought, word, and deed. No day goes by without us breaking God's commandments, loving ourselves, loving others, loving things, loving the world more than we love God. No day goes by without us hurting, harming our neighbor, friends, members of the family in some way, or passing by opportunities to help one another, to show love and concern for the needs of one another. Each day we sin. Each day we are in need of God's forgiveness, for sin is deserving of death, separation from God for time and all eternity. That's bad news. Sin is always bad news. Bad news that can easily, and so often does, ruin the day. But again we have the good news. The good news shared with us each day is that God forgives. In Psalm 103 we have these words, "The Lord is merciful and loving, slow to become angry and full of constant love, everyday love. He does not keep on reprimanding. He is not angry forever. He does not punish us as we deserve or repay us for our sins and wrongs. As high as the sky is above the earth, so great is his love for those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far does he remove our sins from us." That's good news, and it comes to us from the cross, where God's only Son, Jesus Christ, gave his life as the all-sufficient sacrifice for our sins, and not for ours only, but for the sins of the whole world. God made his Son, who knew no sin, to be sin for us. God the Father put upon his only Son, Jesus Christ, the sins of us all. Jesus suffered. Jesus died. He gave his all, his life, to satisfy the justice, the demands of a holy God. It all happened on the cross, on that first Good Friday, the death of the Son of God to take away the sins of the world. And on Easter Sunday morning, The grave in which his body had been placed was open. He was, he is alive, assuring us that the forgiveness, the deliverance from death and hell which he sought to earn for us, is real. It's God's good news, new every morning. His good news for this day. Forgiveness for all our sins. Nothing warmed over, no leftovers, but a forgiveness that's always new. New each morning, a forgiveness that covers every sin. We never have to worry that we might be getting a hand-me-down forgiveness, something that someone else has already used, something that may not fit or do the job for us. It's all new. God's mercies are new every morning. Our need for forgiveness this day will be met. We will never come up short. Never a warmed over yesterday. Never a warmed over forgiveness. And with God's forgiveness comes life. New, exciting life. This day living as God's people, and the promise of life eternal with Him forever in heaven. God offers it to you, my friend, through faith. Faith and trust in Jesus Christ as your personal Savior and Lord. Confessing our sins, turning in faith to Jesus Christ, God's ever new forgiveness, new and exciting living is ours for each day that God shares with us. This day living, each new day, a gift of God. Never a warmed over yesterday, never a leftover from the past. Always new. God's blessings, God's forgiveness, always new. Assured of that at the cross of our Savior Jesus Christ. To live one day at a time, to live the day that God has given to us, is not an easy lesson for us to learn, but it's one that we need to learn if this day and each new day is to be meaningful and exciting for us, worth living. To try to live in the past, or to try to live tomorrow before it comes, can only take away from the joy of this day. This day living is where it's at for us, for that's where it's at in terms of God's love and care for us. And as His blessings, His love and care for us are ever new, fresh and new each morning, so we should seek to make each day something new. New in terms of the love and the care that we show toward one another, the love and the service that we give to God and our fellow man. The love that we give to our family this day, is it new and fresh, or something warmed over from yesterday? God's love is always new, and so it should be with our love. The words that we speak to one another, our good mornings, our hellos, are they new and fresh each morning? The help that we give to one another, is it all new, or just leftovers, just a half-hearted effort on our part to contribute at least a little something to the welfare of those around us? The work that we are doing today, does it offer excitement for us? Are we going at it with a freshness and a newness that makes us want to do an even better job than yesterday? Or are we being satisfied with just a repeat performance? Again, God's love, His providential care, His blessings upon our day-to-day living is never a repeat performance. It's always new. And so it should be in our lives, always making the most of each new day, making a new effort each day to do an even better job than yesterday. This day living. This is the day which the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Today is not a warmed over yesterday. It never is. Today is not a leftover from the past. It's God's new day, His gift to us, filled with His ever new love, forgiveness, and care. There's no need for today to be the same as yesterday and the day before that. God's blessings are new every morning. It's an all-new day. This day living is not an easy lesson to learn. It can be learned only at the cross. But once we learn it and renew it faithfully each day at the cross of our Savior Jesus Christ,
then we are in for some exciting, meaningful living. It's a new day, my friend. God's new day. Never a warmed over yesterday. Amen.